Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, if you fly now, Lee, you can fly non-binary.
Fly non-binary.
Yes. Okay. No need to make a choice. Major airlines now let you register as having a sex different from male or female or no sex at all.
Okay.
Or whatever you feel that day.
Well, I mean, honestly, when it comes to flying, what difference does it make what your gender is to begin with? So, yeah.
Yeah, I guess not. I mean, I don't know. They're supposed to screen you. So, I mean, I don't know.
It's only the weight that matters as far as that flight's concerned.
Yeah.
So they can balance the plane, all that type of stuff.
I thought I'd note that. I thought I'd note this, too. Because, oh, this is the height of irony. Do you see this? I don't know if you know this. In Idaho, an 11-year-old girl, cute little girl, brought an AR-15 rifle.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, to a gun legislation hearing.
Yep.
Now, she didn't come alone. She came with a grandfather, right, who she hunts with, Charles Nielsen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he spoke to a House panel in the Idaho State House and supported legislation that would let visitors to Idaho who can legally possess firearms carry concealed.
Right.
Okay. Well, hysteria has broken out.
Of course.
Because this 11-year-old was holding the gun. Now, the reason for bringing the 11-year-old with the gun, he says, Bailey is carrying a loaded AR-15. People live in fear, terrified of that, which they do not understand. She's been shooting since she was 5 years old. She got her first deer with this weapon at 9. She carries it responsibly. She knows how not to put her finger on the trigger. We live in fear as a society that is fed fear on a daily basis. Okay. So everybody's going wild about it. She's 11. She's not old enough to be carrying that gun. Well, hold on. We're going to have to decide on this as a society, right? Because if you're old enough at 11 years old, remember we just had a big court case about mm-hmm. this in Texas. If you're old enough to begin the hormone treatment to permanently alter your sex,
mm-hmm.
make yourself sterile so you will not have children,
because mm-hmm.
that's what that does. You are a girl. You're going to get facial hair. You can't get rid of it once it starts growing. If you can do that at 11, then I think we need, if you can make that kind of a decision at 11, I don't think you can. If you can, then we need to rethink the age limits on gun carry. Do we not?
I am.
I mean, if you can make a decision about whether or not to have children at 11 years old, because that's what that decision is, then I think we need to be consistent. And I just thought it was the height of irony to see all the usual leftists aghast that an 11-year-old would be trusted with an AR-15.
Well, and it's not like she was walking around holding it. She had it, had a sling on and had it strapped properly behind her. And what she was doing was perfectly legal. There was nothing illegal about what she did. Nor what her grandfather was doing.
Yep. No, there wasn't. Yet all of a sudden the left is terrified. She's just not old enough to handle that thing. Well, which is it? Pick one. But honestly, which is it? They want to have it both ways.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. And they want also for people to be defenseless when someone breaks into their home and is under the threat of assault or the threat of their life. And I think it's quite laudable for this grandfather and the parents, too, to have a young woman who knows how to operate a weapon. And there's not a darn thing wrong with that. And it's nice to know that when seconds count, that she doesn't have to wait minutes for law enforcement, that she can handle a life-threatening situation on her own. Can you imagine some idiot breaking into that home and he's staring down the barrel of an AR-15 held by that little 11-year-old girl who's already used it to hunt deer successfully.
So she's a decent shot.
So she knows how to use the weapon. It would probably be the last image they would ever see.
Mm-hmm. And then it would be totally ignored.
Of course, because the fact that a person uses and exercises their Second Amendment right to save their life, that just doesn't happen in this country.
No, it never
That just does.
Does
not happen, and it does not get reported.
Actually, we know the CDC found more defensive gun uses in the country than uses for crime.
Yeah.
It was 700,000 defensive, 300,000, like 340-some thousand actual crime uses.
And quite honestly, this nation would be a whole lot safer if parents who choose to have weapons in their home and children who choose to participate in their Second Amendment rights, knowing how to operate that weapon safely and properly, than if we try to scare people into thinking that any rifle is a weapon of war or that you should not be able to carry a weapon with you wherever you need to.
Yep.
This nation would be a whole lot safer.
Yeah, absolutely. But instead, we're told an 11-year-old can't do those things, but they can choose to alter their sex permanently at 11. That they can do. Yeah. That makes no sense. Meanwhile,
and of course, and at the age of 9, you have Elizabeth Warren, who would want a young child that is doing that to be able to vet the next Secretary of Education too.
Right, because you could totally do that at 9.
Of course.
Yeah, makes sense. We just need to pick one. That's what I'm saying. Just need to pick one. Go ahead, license 11-year-olds to carry a gun. That's what you believe. Then you ought to stand for that. Meanwhile, the Washington Post is taking off the gloves. This is hysterical. Did you see this? Calling it fairness first.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Washington Post publishes an editorial urging the rest of the media to, this is so funny, abandon their neutrality. Neutrality.
What neutrality?
I don't know. And, abandon the neutrality when covering Trump.
Once again, what neutrality?
I have no idea.
The mainstream American media is a weaponized apparatus against this presidency, period. There's no question about that. None. I mean, look at how the mainstream media has been going off on the president now because they're claiming that they've never seen him eat a vegetable and they don't know how he's going to survive for 2 days in India. That was the story. Not the fact that we've got a $3 billion military equipment deal, not the possibility that we are aligning ourselves with an important ally in the Southeast Asian area that will be a buffer against China.
Not the possibility of massive new market openings
exactly
for American goods, because that's what Trump's ultimately aiming at here. This whole show and parade in India is all about showing the leaders of India his popularity with the Indian people and about using that as a fulcrum to get them. They have significant tariff and trade barriers to our goods coming into their markets that are absolutely unnecessary. And so what he's doing is saying, hey, listen, we're going to dangle in front of you the idea that you might replace the Chinese supply line of goods into our country. We're going to help you do that. But in exchange, you're going to have to open your markets to our goods for fair competition, just like we have for yours.
And what is
that
media?
That is huge.
And what does the media concentrate on? Whether Trump's eating his veggies in New Delhi.
Right. Because there's nothing else going on there. And here's the thing. I've been meaning to talk about this. Just the sheer weight of what Trump is doing here, opening the Chinese economy just a little bit to our goods right now. He'll open it more with further trade deals if he's reelected. Opening the Indian economy. He's simultaneously working on opening the EU economies, the French and German economies to our goods. They have high buffers and tariffs that have been in place since World War II that we do not have against them. Nobody is factoring this in. If he pulls this off, you're really going to finally see an economic boom with us just having entry into these markets, even if the world doesn't, stays in sort of a, recession for a while. We're blocked out of so many of these markets with goods that could compete.
Mm-hmm.
He's literally opening new markets. It's easy to explain, and the media will not do it. You're right. He's not eating his vegetables. Look, I'm sure he's getting plenty of fiber, right?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Doesn't seem to slow him down. You know, your body can adjust to that kind of thing. Anyway, whatever. It's not about that.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, memorial service yesterday for Kobe Bryant. Heartbreaking tribute to his life, but some lighter sides too. Start with this, Vanessa Bryant, his wife.
God knew they couldn't be on this earth without each other. He had to bring them home to heaven together. Babe, you take care of our Gigi. And I got Nani, Bibi, and Coco. We're still the best team. May you both rest in peace. And have fun in heaven until we meet again one day. We love you both and miss you forever and always. Mommy.
Probably the most iconic image to come out of it was Michael Jordan in tears.
I'm grateful to be here to honor Gigi and celebrate the gift that Kobe gave us all. What he accomplished as a basketball player, as a businessman and a storyteller, and as a father. In the game of basketball, in life, as a parent, Kobe left nothing in the tank. He left it all on the floor.
Jordan, of course, joking at the service, and this is so going to happen. You're going to see this everywhere. He cried as he said that. And he said the price for that would be a crying meme. He'd have to look at it for years.
We talked about everything. And he was just trying to be a better person. Now he's got me. I'll have to look at another crying meme for the next. I told my wife I wasn't going to do this because I didn't want to see that for the next 3 or 4 years.
Oh, that's so going to be everywhere for the next 3 or 4 years. Meanwhile, I don't know why I like this the best, from Shaq.
The day Kobe gave my respect was the guys were complaining. I said, Shaq, Kobe's not passing the ball. I said, I'll talk to him. I said, Kobe, there's no I in team. And Kobe said, I know, but there's an in me in that mother. So I went back and told Rick and Big Shot Bob, I said, just get the rebound. He's not passing. Just know that we got your back, little brother. I'll look after things down here. I'll be sure to teach Natalia, Bianca, and baby Capri all your moves. And I promise I will not teach them my free throw techniques.
Amen to that. All right, 800-347-1063 is the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. Texter writes, Terry, you're not being fair. Of course the media should abandon neutrality when covering Trump. They sure aren't neutral when they cover Trump. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Another texter writes, talking about the outrage over the 11-year-old girl showing up with the AR-15 at the gun legislation hearing. Text writes, and yet they are fine with an 11-year-old kid dancing in an inappropriate way. I'm going to change the wording of that text a little since kids are in the car. For adults, yes, they're fine with that. Text writes, I don't know why Buttigieg thought having a 9-year-old come out as gay on stage would help with black voters. Most African-Americans are against it. Well, we'll see on election day. Text writes, hey, Tara, my daughters are 12 and 14, have been shooting for years. They both own camo-colored 22 rifles and are very well-versed in safety and home defense. God bless you, Trump, the USA, and the Second Amendment. Yeah, cool. Text writes, hey, Tara, correction. Trump eats fries with his Big Macs and the potato, which former VP Dan Quayle couldn't spell properly, is a vegetable. Well, there is that. Text writes, hey, Tara, I started teaching my oldest son to shoot at age 4. By age 5, he was shooting my 1911 45 unassisted. Teach them young and teach safety. And finally, Texter writes, I'm pretty sure the president has a personal chef that travels with him on Air Force One. I'd be surprised if he didn't. Okay, did you see this? Joe Biden at the College of Charleston. You got to see this picture. It's the photo of his, it was supposed to be a rally, but that didn't work out so well. It's a medium-sized room. He couldn't even half fill it up. It's supposed to be his firewall, folks. You know what that tells me? The choices of the... You know what that reminds me of, actually? I'll never forget this. Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney came to South Carolina, and he was doing a similar type of thing, or trying to, in Myrtle Beach, and the station that I was on the air for there went out to cover it. There were more reporters than people who showed up. This is the enthusiasm level, folks, on the right and the left for the choices of the elites. It's just not there. It's just not. Meanwhile, did you see this? Biden falling apart in the media, too. I mean, he is a mess all over the place. saying he never said that the firewall would protect him in South Carolina. Yeah, and I had the audio here, but I don't have it. I'm sorry. Yeah, saying that the firewall would protect him in South Carolina, and then denying you said it, and they're playing the video of it on the air. Texter writes, Tara, Tom Steyer is spending millions in advertising. Trump is making America great again. Another texter writes, everyone should have access to gun care, and we need common sense health control. Not sure what that involves.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? They made Chris Matthews apologize to Bernie for suggesting, indirectly, because it wasn't direct, that, tying him, I guess you could say, to the Nazis. Okay, if you didn't hear, this is an amazing thing that Chris Matthews just did. I'll tell you why, but let me set this up, okay? Chris Matthews goes on, he is totally freaked out about Bernie winning Nevada. Okay, so here's his coverage. He compares this to the fall of France to the Nazis, the Nazi invasion during World War II. Okay, so here's what Chris Matthews says on MSNBC.
I was reading last night, Brian, I know you're a history guy too. I'm reading last night about the fall of France in the summer of 1940. And the general, Renault, calls up Churchill and says, it's over. And Churchill said, how can it be? You got the greatest army in Europe. How can it be over? He said, it's over. So I had that suppressed feeling. I can't be as wild as Carville, but he is damn smart. And I think he's damn right on this one.
Okay. Well, outrage ensued. Never mind that over a dozen times, and after that I stopped counting, Chris Matthews has likened Trump, Trump's affiliates, Trump's staff to Nazis. Did he have to apologize for any of that? No, absolutely not. People do it on MSNBC almost every day. But Chris Matthews does have to apologize. Let me get this straight. Just think about this for a minute. Chris Matthews does have to apologize to the one guy in the race, Bernie Sanders, from either side of the aisle, the one guy in the race whose staffers have said on camera, paid staffers, not volunteers, field coordinators, all of them, that they want to begin killing people in the style of Castro, specifically on the beach, once Bernie is elected. Bernie is the only candidate on either side of the aisle whose staffers want to do that. And Bernie has not yet apologized, publicly put out any kind of word that, you know, he censured them, he's fired them, and nobody even knows that they still work there. Nobody knows. He was given an opportunity to condemn. Project Veritas called him videos all over the internet. And that's exactly what Chris Matthews was reacting to. That's why he mentioned Castro. Because Bernie's folks said they wanted to shoot people on the beach Castro style, but only, you know, after trying to re-educate them. It wasn't going to be as violent as Cuba. So we're going to try to re-educate affairs. Although the people at MSNBC, this had to get Chris Matthews' attention, were going to be dragged out by their hair. Remember that? Then their hair was going to be set on fire before the execution. Do you apologize to a guy like that? He's the only one on either side of the aisle. Look, you can't control what your staffers say. If it was one, I'd go, nut job. It's four. Bernie could have condemned him. He didn't. And what makes this even worse is that a Bernie supporter, was the one who took that gun and attempted to assassinate members of Congress. He condemned that. And he's the only one the management makes Chris Matthews apologize to. I guarantee you they made him do it, if not public opinion did. The only guy who gets an apology is the one whose staff wants to execute everyone and whose supporters have already attempted it. How is that possible? Now here's what Chris Matthews really thinks. I'm going to play this from last week. This is who he's got to apologize to. Listen to this.
I remember the Cold War. I have an attitude towards Castro. I believe if Castro and the Reds had won the Cold War, there would have been executions in Central Park, and I might have been one of the ones getting executed. And certain other people would be there cheering, okay? So I have a problem with people who took the other side. I don't know who Bernie supports over these years. I don't know what he means by social. 1 week it's Denmark. We're going to be like Denmark. Okay, that's harmless. That's basically a capitalist country with a lot of good social welfare programs. Denmark is harmless.
He's pretty clearly in the Denmark category, yeah.
Are you sure? How do you know? Did he tell you that?
Well, I mean, that's what he says, and that's what his agenda calls for, right?
Yeah.
He's not calling for
anything. Let's figure that one out.
But we haven't seen a campaign yet where video of him praising the other version,
right,
which is Castro, has been used.
Well, but that's
will be used.
That's a question of how.
Let me stop. There was a video just like that all over the internet. It's been there for over a year. But they're MSNBC. They couldn't find news. Never mind.
What the effect that has.
Well, what does he think of Castro? That's a great question. What did you think of Fidel Ismo? We all thought he was great when he first. I thought he was cheering like mad for him when he first went in. And then he became a communist and started shooting every one of his enemies.
Okay, hold those thoughts on the Cubans.
If only we could know what Bernie Sanders thinks of Cuba. Here's what's amazing. Either the management made Chris Matthews apologize to Bernie, or public opinion demanded it because Fire Chris Matthews was trending. Either way, if only we could know what Bernie thinks of Castro. Well, we do, from 60 Minutes on Sunday. Keep in mind. Well, let me just play this for you.
You know, when Fidel Castro came into office, you know what he did? He had a massive literacy program. Is that a bad thing? Even though Fidel Castro did it?
There's a lot of dissidents imprisoned in Cuba.
That's right, and we condemn that.
3,200 were executed, including children. Gay people were executed just for being gay. It didn't matter where they were, pro-con the revolution. They just like to shoot them in the back of the head. Che Guevara liked to do it personally. He didn't like gay people. Okay, so that's Sunday. Mind you, that's Sunday. He just brushes it off, the execution. They did him on TV. Do you know that? They made you watch on TV. Well, you didn't have to watch, but they put it on TV. They drag you out in the square. So now we know what Bernie thinks about Cuba. And Chris Matthews still had to apologize after that.
Before getting into tonight's news, I want to say something quite important and personal. As I watched the one-sided results of Saturday's Democratic caucus in Nevada, I reached for an historical analogy and used a bad one. I was wrong to refer to an event from the last days, or actually the first days of World War II. Senator Sanders, I'm sorry for comparing anything from that tragic era in which so many suffered.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? He has never apologized or had to apologize once for affixing those labels directly to Trump and his supporters. And others on MSNBC do the same thing every day. Doesn't have to apologize. But he does have to apologize to the one guy in the race who has four staffers he will not condemn, who have said, we would like to start executing people once he's elected if they don't agree with us. That's the guy you got to apologize to? Bernie? Can you see how upside down this is? How insane this is? Chris Matthews didn't want to make that apology. He knows exactly what Bernie is. He said it. I'd have been dragged out and shot. There'd be people cheering. We know that. Why? Because we have one of Bernie's supporters on camera saying he was going to start with MSNBC first. That's what Chris Matthews was referring to. But there's such a prohibition over there about acknowledging what's actually going on. Chris Matthews was clearly talking about that tape. Clearly talking about, why would Chris Matthews say I would be dragged out and shot? Because Bernie's supporter just said that. He specifically said MSNBC.
I was reading last night, Brandon.
Where was it? I'm not going to play it for you again. I'm going to get all riled up. What does it say that you have to apologize to the one socialist in the race for likening him to other socialists? The Nazis. The Nazis were socialist. When that guy's own people have said, we want to shoot people, specifically those at MSNBC, and you're at MSNBC, you got to apologize? What a twisted mindset, not just on the left, but in the media, on full display. It leaves me speechless.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line we go. Texter writes, well, dear friend here, if the Bernie bots want a war, say when? Half of them can't even start a weed eater. That's probably true. Oh, can we turn the audio back on? I got to play this one. Texter writes, hey, Tara, you've got to play the audio of Joe Biden saying he's running for the U.S. Senate. He's lost his mind. This, by the way, this is right here to a crowd in South Carolina. He's been here on and off since that night in New Hampshire, where he was supposed to win, but then he went down in flames. Have you heard this? Yeah. He's running for president. Okay, remember that as you hear this clip. Instead, he says, vote for me for the United States Senate. Take a listen.
You're the ones that sent Barack Obama the presidency, and I have a simple proposition here. I'm here to ask you for your help. Where I come from, you don't get far unless you ask. My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. Look me over. If you like what you see, help out. If not, vote for the other guy. Give me a look, though, okay? That's all I've really got to say to you. I'm about, and you're the ones that sent Barack Obama the presidency.
Yeah, wow. I'm Joe Biden, and I'm running for the Senate. Oh, you know what's crazy about that? This is the choice of the elites. This is who they pushed for a year. This is the best they got. This guy, who in state after state hasn't known where he was. And, you know, look, every candidate does that, okay? I'm waiting for Trump to do it. The media will go hog wild on him. He'll be in one state and think he's another because they're in so many states. I get that. But Joe Biden has done that over and over and over. In fact, he does it more often than not. Can't remember what state he's in. And look, he's even been honest with the public. Look, I need a good vice president. I may not survive my first term. Dude, that's all they got. And he's falling apart. And they're making fun of him for it, too. Did you hear this? This is on CNN, and they're making fun of Biden about his firewall. Take a listen. This is South Carolina's supposed to be his firewall, where he's going to stop the other candidates and pull ahead.
That hasn't worked yet.
And Melanie, South Carolina is really important, not just for Bernie Sanders. It's really important for Vice President Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. Here he is. A lot of people saying he needs to win South Carolina or his campaign's dead. Take a listen.
South Carolina, though, is your firewall.
You said it, my firewall. I've never
said it. The campaign has said it's your firewall.
No, it's not fire. I said I'm going to do well there.
Biden just said, I've never said that South Carolina was his firewall. Is that true?
And I think I have a real firewall in South Carolina.
So the hypocrisy of all the candidates, yeah. There are receipts and tapes for everything they say.
Hey, look, I understand you don't want to set expectations and then not meet them, but I mean, he did say it was his firewall.
He did say that, and perhaps he's trying to downplay it because there are serious cracks in that firewall.
Wow. Yeah. See, Democrats do this, though, because they're so used to the media covering for their lies that Biden just figures he could say on camera that it's my firewall and then just deny saying it, and they'll cover up the mess. But they didn't. They're not.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.